We're visiting with Tina Bangarter with a brand new organization that is getting ready to kick things off in the community. And we thank you for being here today. And first of all, tell us the name of the organization.
It's Allies Against Bullying.
And what has inspired you to create this?
What inspires me is three different things. First is my granddaughter was bullied in school for over 3 years, and she had to talk to somebody else. She got to the point where she was thinking or even attempted suicide. And after talking with a counselor at school, they contacted us. That's when we found out what she was contemplating. And so at that point, we were able to get her help. The next thing is that I'm a firm believer. I don't know how you feel about the higher power, but I believe he laid it on my heart to do this for all the bullying victims. And the third thing is that I started doing some research, and the more research I did, the more I started seeing all the kids who have committed suicide from being bullied, and two of them were 8 years old. So it just kind of went from there.
Yeah. And how old is the person you're talking about?
My granddaughter is 15.
She's 15. So high school.
Yeah. Well, it was middle school then.
It was middle school when it happened. Mm-hmm. Okay. So who's all involved and who are you partnering with this organization?
Okay. My husband, Fred, is going to be our marketing consultant. And then our board members are Michelle Gooch, D.V. Gooch, Kenny Morse, and Chelsea Chador.
Yeah.
And we're not really partnering with anybody just yet, because we're going down a different path than what the normal anti-bullying programs do.
Okay. So are there many anti-bullying organizations out there? Probably not locally. Is there much?
Not locally, but there are a ton of them, I think, online, but not locally, there isn't.
Okay. And so what makes your organization a little bit unique?
We appreciate the efforts these other organizations provide. However, we address the pain and psychological harm of the many victims, giving them strength and ability to develop emotional resilience and confidence.
And also here with us to talk about Allies Against Bullying is Tina's husband, Fred. And we know that you do have a website, so tell us about that.
Thank you. The website concept came about because we wanted something different, something attractive, something that was engaging, and something that would really provide some information. Now, the website is in development, and there will be more changes as we develop and grow. We have developed 6 different programs geared at different age groups and different types of bullying, and we are going to be addressing those with the myths and the truths, what the state legislator legislators have done for us. And what the laws are, so folks know, because most people do not know what the laws are regarding bullying and how to take action when their child or loved one is getting bullied.
So what is one law that maybe people don't know about?
Well, when a parent finds out that their child is being bullied, they take it to the school. Typically, it gets lost in the shuffle. Not because anything the school has specifically done, but because the format wasn't followed, the procedures weren't followed correctly. And if the parents don't follow up, because the law does state that they have to provide a report within 5 days, if a parent doesn't follow up, they may be missing out, or the school may drop the ball. I mean, the school has a lot of things that they're dealing with, a lot of people they're dealing with, and a lot of children they're dealing with. It's easy for things to get lost. So we don't blame the schools, we blame the whole system. And that includes the parents, that includes the children, that includes the friends and family members that maybe know that something's going on, but just don't know what to do. We wanna provide that information and set up support group systems for these children. You're not going to stop bullying. it's not going to happen. It's part of human nature. And when people realize that, they realize that stopping bullying is not going to happen, they're disappointed. So what we want to do is address the children and even adults that are being bullied and have low self-esteem, low self-worth, feeling like they can't survive, and they think that taking their own life is the only answer. We want to stop that from happening, and we can do that.
So you're going to have a launch event on launching your organization. Tell us what's happening, when and where. And
okay, on Saturday, September 27th at 10 a.m. at the Pantheon Building here in Vincennes on Main Street, we're going to be having our grand debut. We don't have a building yet. We're going to be doing fundraising to provide us with the funding for a facility where we're going to have separate office areas for therapists, police officers, and anybody else that needs to talk in private, where they will be able to have that security of a private area. Of course, we're going to have our offices there where my wife Tina will be heading up the organization, and our board members will be able to come in and have a meeting room where we can discuss the topics, discuss the different techniques and processes.
Talking with Tina and Fred with the new organization, Allies Against Bullying. Again, the kickoff coming up at 10 a.m. on the 27th on Saturday over at the Pantheon. We thank you folks for being here with us.
Thank you for your time.